Namino, welcome to the Hit List. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
Nah, I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me, Jack. It's a blessing to be here. I'm good, thanks, man. How are you doing?
Really good, really good. I've seen some great things about you, and I just want to, like, you know, just want to say these out loud to you. You've been voted the artist to watch for Amazon Music. You've got billboards in New York and London. You're doing festivals everywhere. You've got a headline tour that I believe is sold out in America. Diplo is sampling you. Like, you are literally everywhere. Hearing that, how are you feeling?
So at the moment, it's hard to like really have an appreciation for all of these things put together. Each of them, I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. But it's hard to take a step back and really look at them because I'm so in the midst of it at the moment. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, I think when there's going to be, and I expect there to be a lull at some point in this next couple of years where I can sort of sit back and really like look over all these like crazy accolades and really appreciate them. But yeah, at the moment, it's just everything's just flying at me so fast. It's kind of hard to like really take a beat.
They're just incredible, especially for somebody that, like, you know, I only heard of you through the track that, you know, I'm going to say, I Only Smoke
yeah,
When I Drink.
Only Smoke, right? Course.
That was released, what, was that last year?
Yeah, that was like September last year.
Is there something next on the tick list? Like, what is there a to-do next while you're, like, you know, you're fully in the mix of it? Is there something that you want to get done this year?
So I don't tend to, like, think like that. I don't really set targets for myself, if that makes sense. I kind of just, like, if something feels good, then I kind of just go ahead with it. In terms of like bookings, shows, any like music that I'm writing, if I overthink it or set out to do it, it kind of changes the result. Yeah, I'd say like as advice for any like budding producers, often you can set out to create something and by the time you're done with it, it can be a totally different thing from what you intended, but what you've made is something beautiful. It's almost better to start with a blank canvas and no expectations and just sort of let it go wherever it goes.
So like what's feeling good right now then? What's like the thing where you're like, oh, I'm loving that?
Right now I'm loving, so I've been making the visuals for all my live shows.
Oh yeah.
And I've just been sort of messing around with, I don't know, kind of trying to match the sonic elements with the visual elements, because like I don't know about you, but often when I'll see visuals at shows, it'll be like really cool, but there's parts that don't quite like bang.
So you're an international DJ and also you do some design. That's what I'm hearing. He's got a part-time job against his international DJ career. I mean, if that isn't something that I think we need to share, that's amazing.
Thanks, bro. I mean, I can't assure you that they're going to be very good, but, you know, I'm giving it a good go.
Well, what were you using? Like Adobe InDesign, Illustrator, Canva? Because that's where I'm at. I'm a Canva level man.
Yeah, so I'm using all of the above. Because that's the thing, is that I'm not really at a stage in my career where I can take a VJ, a lighting assistant, like a sound engineer, all with me on tours. But so I kind of wanted to make it as good as possible for the people who come.
Yeah.
Whilst not having to have someone there manning it. So it's kind of, I've set up this way that it can just have my laptop running. And then when I trigger a song to play, it plays the visuals to match.
Mate, that is absolutely genius. And I feel like there needs to be more credit where credit is due for that. That is mental that you are doing that. What would you say would be, you know, thinking about where you are, where you've come from, is there like a dream come true moment that you think you're still chasing?
I guess, yeah, playing Glastow would be sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to play Glastow. I mean, I've always said since I was young, like, I always wanted to go, and I've never gone because I was like, I don't know, just some proud kid, like, no, I'm not going to go unless I play, kind of like stomping my feet down. And now that it's becoming more and more realistic, I kind of, like, I really want to go. But I've made this rule.
I really want to go, but I don't want to not be on the stage. I love
it. Exactly. Yeah, proper diva energy.
But like, you want to be on main stage, right? That's the stage you're aiming for?
Yeah, pyramid stage, icons or nothing.
Absolutely. You know, you want to be the headline gig. I mean, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? It's a first time roll up to Glastonbury and Namino is the headline. What do you reckon? You reckon 5 years? 2 years? 3 years?
5 years. Mate, you're pushing it. I'll give it a year. Wait, when's the next Glastonbury?
I think it's taking a break next year, I think. So I think 2027?
Yeah. 2027, watch this space.
And do you reckon you would open with your brand new track? Do you reckon that would be the thing? Do you reckon shaking things up is going to be like a set icon piece?
It probably will be, yeah. I don't know about opening with it, but I've been closing with it recently, and it's been quite nice because I've been showing people like how it progresses with the, like how I created it and turned it into what it is. Because like initially it started as a sample of like an a cappella cover of Bon Iver's Holocene. You know that tune?
I don't know that tune, but I mean, can you give me a hum?
I'm not gonna arm it. No. It's also like it's a very like melodic song, and I'm just not a very good singer. It sort of just developed into this slightly more bouncy, kind of friendly, joyous beat, and then turned into something completely different. But basically I've been ending my shows with it because it's quite interesting to see the development of the song.
Did you feel any like pressure on this one? Did you feel like, oh my God, I've actually made a song that is so heavily loved that this next one has got to be, it's got to hit the same way? Did you like feel that? Or were you like, do you know what? I don't care. I'm making music.
It was, yeah, I'd say initially I did. And there was, it kind of had the opposite effect where I made loads of music that could sit in the same lane as Only Smoke. And I could put this out and I know people would react to it and enjoy it. But then I kind of sat back and was like, I don't really would just want to be the guy who makes that kind of song. So it was kind of at first a bit of pressure, and then it kind of went the other way where it was like, well, I can do literally anything right here.
So your DJ name is Namino. You have a real name, but you're like Superman. Are we allowed to say it, or is it like... Is it, for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm not too secretive.
Is it Milo Evans?
Yeah, Milo Evans.
Milo Evans. Milo Evans on the show tonight. Arguably cooler than Namino, but I'll leave that with you. So it's got an obscure name. So I've pulled together obscure names of things, and all I need you to do is to tell me if the definitions that I give you are true or false.
Okay, cool.
Yeah? How is your English language GCSE? Was that all right?
I think it's pretty good, but I feel like the words you're going to give me aren't going to be part of the English language GCSE.
No, I would never do that. These are easy words. But if I get the pronunciations wrong...
Mate, okay. I won't be able to correct you.
Omphaloskepsis. I'll say it again. Omphaloskepsis. Spell Omphaloskepsis. This feels like playing Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? Because I would foul this. The definition of this word. The contemplation of one's nose or nostrils in a form of meditation.
What? Nah, that can't be right. That's way too specific. Because then surely then they'd have to have a word for everything that you'd contemplate during meditation.
I mean, they would have to. One's like for ears, for throat, for the Adam's apple. This one, yeah. Specifically for nose or nostrils. I mean, like,
I'm saying false.
You're saying false. This one's true, mate. I won't lie to you. I mean, this is mental. People do look in the mirror at their nose intensely as a form of meditation. Have you ever studied your nose for that long?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe. I mean, I could have forgotten it if I was that deep in meditation. But like, I don't understand. So is that... It's not a case of someone starting meditation and then thinking deep, like sitting down with their, you know, their hands in a sort of okay position and cross-legged and then thinking deeply about their nose and mouth.
No.
It's like they're looking directly into a mirror at their nose and mouth as a form of meditation.
Yes. I'm not too sure where you can find this on Get Your Guide, but I'm pretty sure in some country you can go to nostril meditation. Okay, so this last one. New me, a feeling you create when carefully arranging small objects in a satisfying or aesthetically pleasing way, such as stacking stones or aligning pens on a desk. It's spelled N-U-M-I, new me.
New me, okay.
Do you ever feel new me?
You know what? I quite often feel new me. I am quite often feeling new me, which is why like, I feel like if this isn't true, I'm going to be a bit mad at you, mate. Because this could be a very useful terminology for me.
What are you doing when you feel new me?
I'd say just generally, like, I don't know, I get real satisfaction about things being in its right place. You know, just like, I don't know, even if it's just like waking up and tidying the bed and then putting everything into the position that it needs to be.
You feel new me.
I feel so new me, mate. I feel so new me.
So,
okay, so I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with... Hold on one sec. I don't want to commit. I'm going to say it's false.
It is false. It is false. It's the name of our breakfast show presenter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lovely name.
Feeling very new me, we are over here, aren't we?
Very new me.
Very new me. I mean, then, I mean, it must beg the question. Obviously, we know that Nomino isn't your real name. Is there a meaning to Nomino?
Yeah, so it doesn't really have so much as a meaning behind it, so much as the meaning is just no meaning. But basically, I was at like a friend's party and I played out the first song that I'd made under Nomino. And it was just like a bunch of people kind of sitting around a room. Everyone reacted in a different way, and like one person sat down, was like holding their knees and like rolling back and forth crying and stuff.
Oh my
god. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll say, like, for the record, I don't think everyone was in the like safest mindset.
Okay.
Safest, the like the steadiest mindset. So like it was, you know, people were kind of vulnerable for some emotional music. And yeah, some people were like sort of got in like a little argument. And it was just like this really, like, everyone just got really deep into their emotions. And one person came over to me and said, mate, is this your song? And I was like, yeah. But he asked me, do you have a name for yourself? And I said, not me, no. And he said, no me, no.
Oh.
And I went, yeah, sure.
That's then, clever.
So it was kind of out of not me, no. And then it just became...
Nomino. I love it. I think I love it more for that reason. And mate, that kind of wraps us up. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to me. It's been so great, and it'd be lovely to chat to you again when a brand new song is out again.
Thank you so much for having me on,
mate. Thank you so much. And
thank you, Jack. In a bit.